Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas of Yimori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Chof Gimel. We will begin from the top of daf Chof Gimel. The last words we learned was that women are obligated in Ner Chanukah the same as men. Sha'af hein hayu ba'osa hanes. So we are on, there's of course a fundamental dispute what Afen Hayu Ba'osa HaNes means. Does that mean they were the ones who caused the Nes? Or they just benefited from the Nes? Right? So some say in the Hanukkah story, so Yehudas was very involved. That's what some say the Pshat in the Gemara is. Afen Hayu Ba'osa HaNes. The simple Pshat, as most Rishonim say, just means they benefited from it. The daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol may have fed the milk products to the general, the Greek general. So that's why some have a custom to eat milk on Chanukah because of that. So it could be that the women actually caused the miracle. It's not just now that they benefited from it. Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes. Here we go, brand new Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Ach Sinai. That's a guest at somebody else's house. Someone who's a guest. How does he mekayim ner Chanukah? Chayev b'ner Chanukah. He's obligated to light Chanukah candle. He's not yotze with the lighting of the Baal HaBayis. I'm Rav Zera. Meresh ki avinam be'rav. It used to be when I was a bacher in yeshiva, so I used to have to eat by other people. So mishtatafna b'prite b'hada yushpiza. I would give a pruta in order to acquire part of the oil with my host. Some say part of the oil and the wicks. Others say just the oil is enough. Basar de nesivi isisa. However, once I got married and I still was a guest by somebody else, Amina, I didn't have to pay a pruta anymore. Hashtavadi lo tzarich. I don't do anyone to come madlika libego beisai. Because my wife is lighting for me in the house. And just like we said yesterday, that ishto kagufo means that nowadays the minig in many places that the wife doesn't light because ishto kagufo, she relies on the husband's lighting. So too, the other way around, if the wife lights at home, then the husband doesn't have to light when he's away because they're lighting on him in his house because of ishto kagufo. Okay, let's continue. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kol ha-shemanim kulan yafin l'ner. So we said earlier that even oils that you're not allowed to use for Ner Shabbos, you're allowed to use for Ner Chanukah. By Ner Shabbos, we're worried Shemayate. Here, we're not worried Shemayate. So you're allowed to use them for Chanukah. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kol Hashemanim Kulan Yafin L'Ner, but V'Shem and Zayis Min HaMuvchar. But there's a hider to use Shem and Zayis. There's two opinions why it's a hider. Either because it's just a finer light, that's a more beautiful light. Others say no, because the miracle happened with it. The Gemara is going to sound clearly like the first shot. Rabbi, Meresh have mahada be'amishcha deshum shemei. So Abai said, my Rebbe Rabba used to try the dafka light with sesame oil. Omar, hai mashik nahoratfei. It makes a beautiful light. Sesame oil makes a very beautiful light. And it lasts long. Kevan deshamala lahada Rabbi Shimon Levi. But once I heard Rabbi Shimon Levi's teaching that Shem and Zayis is considered the more mehuder, mahadar amishka dezesa, I would try dafka to use olive oil, even though the sesame oil lasted longer. I said because the light that comes out of the olive oil is pure. So this is why it sounds like that. Others say the additional hider of the Shem and Zayis, aside from this, is that since the miracle happened with Shem and Zayis, So that's why we are mahadah to do that as well. I'm Rishim and Levi. Kol ha-shmanin yafin l'diyo v'shem and zayis min ha-muvchar. Similarly, all oil is good for the preparation of ink, black ink. And apparently you would use oil in the preparation of black ink, but v'shem and zayis min ha-muvchar. Shem and zayis is the best. Now there's two times... There's two times where you could use oil in the preparation of ink. One of it is apparently they used to like heat up a candle with oil, and the black, it would cause soot. black to go on a glass. They would collect that black and use it in the dyeing process, and then they would mix that with other oil. So the Gemara wants to know, when is it better to use the olive oil? During the initial heating up phase or in the mixture with the rest of the dyes? Says Gemara, Ibailu, Legabel, oh, La'ashen. Is it to mix it together with the other parts of the dye, or is it to create the soot in the first place? Tashma, the tenor shul by Zucha, kol hashmanim yafal adyo, v'shemen zayis min amufkar, bein legabel, bein la'ashen. Either one, shemen zayis is better. Rav Shmuel bar Zucha, masni hachi, kol hashanim yafal adyo, all of the smoke is good for dyo, v'shemen zayis min amufkar. It's best for just for the smoking part, for the soot part, not for the mixture. Amar Rav Huna, once we're on the topic of preparing ink, kol hasraf in all of the saps of the trees, yafim l'dio, usraf kataf, but the sap from a tree called the kataf, yafim mikulam. That's the best sap for dye. Oh, what bracha you make on Ner Chanukah? I'm Rabbi Chibra Ashi. I'm Rav. Hamadik Ner Shalchanah Tzang Levarach. You have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yirmi, oh, this is a very important gemara. You have to make a bracha. Rav Yirmi Amar Haroeh. Not only if you light Chanukah candles, you make a bracha, but if you haven't lit Chanukah candles yet and you just see somebody else's Chanukah candles, then you make a bracha on seeing it as well. Rav Yirmi Amar Haroeh Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarach. You also make a bracha. I'm Rav Yudah. Yom Rishon Haroeh Mevarach Shtayim Umadlik Mevarach Shalosh. On the first night of Chanukah, if you just see it, you say two out of the three, She'asan Nizm Shechianu. And if you light, you say three brachas. Lahadlik, She'asan Nizm Shechianu. Mikan Ve'elach, from the second night and on, Madlik Mavarach Shtam Varam Varach Achas. If you light, you only make two brachas. But if you see, you make one bracha. Mai Mimai, which bracha do you leave out? Mimai Zman, you leave out Shechianu. Says the Gemara, V'nimut Gam, V'nimut Nes. Why don't we also get rid of She'asan Nizm? I'm like, okay, once you made a bracha on the Nes the first night, isn't that enough? Why do you got to make a bracha on Nes every other night? Answer the Gemara, Nes kol yome isay. No, the Nes was getting bigger and bigger every day of Chanukah, that the candle existed longer and longer and longer. So every day of Chanukah, it was worth more and more and more. So Nes kol yome isay. So you got to make a She'asan Nizm every single day. Says the Gemara, my mevarich. What's the text of the bracha of someone lights candles? Mevarech asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Some people have the girsa lahadlik ner Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch says lahadlik ner Chanukah. So, but the Gemara is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Ah, frek the Gemara. How can you say, blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who commanded us to light Chanukah candles? Really? Where did Hashem command us to light Chanukah candles? It's a din d'rabbanan. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us? Frek the Gemara, V'heichan Tzivanu. Ask the Gemara, how can you, you're a liar. Asher kiddushem esav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Hashem didn't command Chanukah, the rabbis commanded it. How can you say a text in a bracha that's a lie? V'heichan Tzivanu, where did Hashem command us? So the Gemara brings two answers. Rav Avya Amar Melo Sasser. Rav Avya says, there's a commandment in the Torah that says, that you have to listen to the rabbis. It says in the Torah that you have to listen to the rabbis. So it's actually a din d'oraisa. It would sound like, from the simple reading of this Gemara, that every din d'rabbanan is really a din d'oraisa. So says the Rambam, by the way. So says the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Hakdama of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam is counting, he gives you the rules, what he's going to count. So the rules that he says, he's not going to count the Din d'Rabbanan. So he says that even though each individual Din d'Rabbanan doesn't count in the Taryag, he says, even though I'm not going to count Ner Chanukah in the 613, because it's the details of the d'Rabbanans, but he says that there is a chiyuv min haTorah to do every derabbanan. There is a chiyuv min haTorah to do every derabbanan based on lo sasur. He says there also the ases come from asis al pi adorah sheyarucha, and the lo sases come from lo sasur. And the Ramban goes nuts at the Rambam, How can you say every Darabanan you're really mechuyev midoraisa? Then how do you have a rule, suffik Darabanan lekula, suffik daraisa lechumra? If every Darabanan is really daraisa, what kind of rules are that? So Rabbi Chana Wasserman wrote a whole book on this topic called Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, where he defends the Rambam. He explains, no, the Rambam didn't mean it. He says when the rabbis said of the Darabanans, even though really they're doraisa, but the rabbis said they only wanted their words to stand b'makom vaday and not b'makom suffik. The rabbis didn't want their words to be mamish like divrei Torah. So the rabbis themselves, when they told you what's included in lo sasser, they only instituted their words in a situation of vaday, only vadayin asurin. But in a case of suffik, they didn't want their words to be as significant as the Torah's words. But that's a very long sugi over there. So anyway, there's a fundamental issue, right? The Ramban says, no, what are you talking about? The Gemara doesn't mean that every Darabanan is really a Chi of Daraisa. The Gemara means it's an Asmachta. The Gemara just means it's an Asmachta. But you can't say that every Darabanan is really a Daraisa. The Rambam is very strange. All the other Rishonim say against the Rambam. Anyway, but the Rambam, you got to look up the Rambam in the Shorashim, Hakdam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. It's Klal Aleph. The very first klal, where he says, I'm not going to count the Rabbanans. And he gets angry at the Bahag because the Bahag counts Hallel. The Bahag counts Hallel. So the Rambam says, how can the Bahag count Hallel? I get it, but Hallel is included in Lo Sasur, but you can't count it because it's not an individual. You can count all the Rabbanans, the Rambam says, count as one mitzvah daraisa. All the Rabbanans. You can't count each individual Rabban. That's the Rambam says. But the Ramban says, no, what are you talking about? The Ramban says, actually, Hallel's Doraisa. Ramban's either Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, or it's part of the Pasuk. The Ramban says, you learn it out from, Uviyom Simchaskim V'Muadechem V'Roshech HaShech Muskadim Chatzosos. So says the Ramban. You guys see the long, long Ramban there in his Hasagas and the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Klolim. Anyway, Rav Avia says, Lo Sasser. Torah says, Lo Sasser Men Adavar She'egidu L'cha Yamin U'Smol. You're not allowed to diverge from that which the rabbis tell you, neither right nor left. So you see, you got to listen to the rabbis. So that's how you could say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. Rabbi Nechemi Amar, a different pasuk. Sha'al avicha v'yagedcha zekenecha v'yomer ulach. Ask your elders, ask your father, and they'll tell you, zekenecha v'yomer ulach. The Ramban further says, the Machlokes Amoraim over here, is that Rav Avia held that even a mitzvah shechitchu chacham like Hadlakas Neros is asmachta on the lav of Lo Sasser. But Rabbi Nechemia held only takanos shegazru chacham lasos siyag ledivrei Torah are on that lav. Shebelav zet zivsa Torah l'shmoa b'kol chachamim. It's a general commandment. Even the siyagim shetiknu nismachem apasuk zeh. Avol mitzvah shechitchu chachamim inu nismachas alav zeh. Rather, it's on sha'al avichav yageidchas. That's a question. Whether what the Amoraim are arguing about is when it says lo sasser, does that only include those things that are fences around the Torah? Rav Avia says no. Even a takana mechudeshes like Ner Chanukah is included lo sasser. Rav Nechemi says no. Lo sasser is only for siyagim. Mitzvah shechitchu chachamim is Sha'al Avichav Yagedich, it's not part of Lo Sasser. There's a general mitzvah l'shma d'vi chacham. Ritva says like that also. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Masir Vavamram. So really? You can make a bracha. Even on a mitzvah shetiknua chacham, you can make a bracha. What about Maiser? Masir Vavamram. Ha-demai, what's demai? Demai is produce. Well, here we're talking about a loaf of bread. So that belongs to an Ama Aretz. An Ama Aretz is somebody who is not an expert in the mitzvah, so we're not sure whether he took Trumas or Mises from the stuff or not. That's Demai. Da-mai. Demai is an abbreviation of Da-mai. Well, we don't know it. This, Da-mai, what is it? Is it Chayvin? Was it taken Trumas or Mises? Let's say you have a loaf of bread of Demai. Ma'arvinbo. You're allowed to use it for Eruvei Chatzeros and Eruvei Tchumen. Coming attractions in August. We're going to start learning Erevin. It's going to be Labedik. I never learned Erevin. It's going to even be more Labedik. Okay. Never learned Erevin. So the two things I'm most scared about in Daf Yomi are Erevin and Erevin and Yevamos. Oh boy. Erevin and Yevamos. That's what I'm scared about. Everything else, you know, with Siyata Dishmaya. Okay. But anyway, they told me not to be so scared of Erevin, but Yevamos, Yevamos is a different story. We got a few years till Yevamos. Okay, so Ma'arvin Bo, you're allowed to use a loaf of bread. The halach of Demai is very interesting. Demai, you're not allowed to eat it. It's a suffix where the trumas and mice is, but aniyim are allowed to eat it. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas. Aniyim are allowed to eat it. And that means it's considered to be a food that's ra'i for every person, because if you and I wanted to, we could become aniyim. Either we could live through the virus, so we'll become aniyim. That's one way. Or the other way to become an ani, is you could be mafkir all of your nechasim. Ibay mafkir le'el nechseh. So since you yourself can be mafkir all your nechasim and become an ani, so therefore it's considered theoretically ra'i la'achila even if you have money. So that's why the Gemara says, demai ma'arvin bo, you're allowed to use it as your eruve chatzeros or your eruv tchumin. Umishtatfin bo, you're allowed to use it as for shetufei mavos, another type of eruv. In a mavoi, right? Eruve chatzeros is an eruv in a chatzer. Shetufei mavos is an eruv with a bunch of chatzerim in a mavoi. Umivarchin alav, oh, you can make a bracha hamotzi on eating it. Umizabnin alav, you can make a zimun on demai. By the way, fascinating machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. I wanted to research it more, didn't really get such a chance to over Shabbos, but the Rambam says you can't make a bracha on treif. If you eat treif, you can't make a bracha on any treif food. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says you can make a bracha on treif. At the end of the day, you're benefiting from it. So, but this Gemara seems to be absolutely clear, black and white, like the Rambam. It says that if you have demai, oh, but maybe just demai, you can make a bracha. But maybe if it's real tevel, maybe you couldn't. But let's see. The Gemaras elsewhere seem to say clearly you can't make a bracha on tevel. Gemara in the seventh parak of brachas. We recently learned it. Umishtadvo. Umavarchin alav, you're allowed to make a bracha amotzi. Umizamdin alav, you're allowed to make a zimun on this. Umafrishin oso, arum. You're allowed to be mafrish, trumas, and maestrus. I should say maestrus, not trumas. Trumas, we assume the Amarids did take. Trumas is very easy. Take one little piece. That would not chayshish, the Amarids he didn't do. But maestris, so even when you're naked, you're allowed to be mafresh. So wait a second. If you're going to make a bracha, how can you be naked? Ubein hashmashos, you're allowed to even be mafresh ben hashmashos. You're not allowed to be mafresh, trumas, and maestris on Shabbos. Why? Because it's misakin mana. It's makin bepatish. It's misakin money. You're fixing it. You're taking it from a state of not being able to be eaten to be eaten. That's fixing it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take trumas and mice on Shabbos. But bein hashmashos, if it's demai, you're allowed to. Says the Gemara, ve'i amris kol midrabanan ba'i bracha. If you're going to tell me that even a din derabanan requires a bracha, hacha ki kai arum heichim mevarich. If you're going to be mafresh trumas and mice on demai, how are you going to make a bracha? You're not allowed to make a bracha while you're naked. Answer the Gemara. Amar Abai, vaday de devrayim, a mitzvah drabanan that you're chayav bevaday to do, that's drabanan, a devaday drabanan, bai bracha, that requires a bracha. Suffik de devrayim, lo bai bracha. But since here you're not taking the trumas and maises, Bivada, you're not totally sure whether you're chayav in trumas and maizes or not. It's a suffix. You're not even sure. It's a suffix mitzvah. What you're doing is a suffix mitzvah. So a suffix mitzvah does not require a bracha. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that it's a suffix derabanan lekula. That's two deis in the Rishonim. Right? Demai shalot tiknu chacham lahafish menu rak machmas suffix. The rabbis only instituted the mitzvah machmas suffix. So therefore, you don't make a bracha on a suffik mitzvah derabanan. That's one way. Most Rishon, that's the way the Rivash learned. Chuvas Rivash learns the Gemara. However, most Rishon don't learn that way. The Ramban and the Rashba, the Ran, they learn it differently. They say, no, what Abai means to say in the Gemara is, suffik devrei means, no, it's a suffik brachos. It's not that it's a suffik mitzvah, and therefore Chazal never instituted a bracha on a suffik mitzvah derabanan. No. The point here is that you have a suffik whether or not to make a bracha, so it's a suffik derabanan lekula. Suffik derabanan lekula, all brachas are a suffik bracha. Any suffik by brachas is a suffik derabanan. So therefore, even by a mitzvah doraisa, if you're not sure whether you have to make a bracha or not, Safik Darabban Lekul is going to say not to make a bracha. That's the way most Rishonim learn the sugya. Slight difference. Fine. Says the Gemara. Frank the Gemara. Oh, wait a second. What about Yontif Sheni, right? We're going to sit Pesach night, Bez Hashem, in a week and a half. Second night of Yontif is all Darabbanans. The whole second day of Yontif is Darabbanans. So you're going to make a bracha ala chilas matzah the second night. It's also a suffix Darabbanan. For Yontif Sheni, asked the Gemara, what about Yontif Sheni? The suffix, the Devremu. The Chacham only instituted Yontif Sheni, machmas suffix, because they weren't sure when Yontif was. The Safik did the Vrayimu, Ubay Bracha, yet we all know we make Kiddush the second night of Yontif, we make Alachilas Matzah, we make all these brachas. It's Safik, why don't you say Safik to Rabbanan Lekula? Or why don't you say it's a Safik Mitzvah to Rabbanan? Either way, either Pshat, you say it's a Safik Mitzvah. Ubay Bracha answers the Gemara, Hasam. The Gemara says that the rabbi specifically said over there is an exception to the rule and you shouldn't make a bracha because they wanted to make sure Klal Yisrael would treat this takana seriously and really observe Yontif and observe all the other dinim of Yontif, so we make brachas there. That's one answer. Rava has a different answer. Rava Amar, no. Really, Rava holds, even on a Safik Darabanan, you also make a bracha. He disagrees with this whole thing. But he says, the reason why when it comes to Meiser, Dafka, it's a special din by Meiser. By all Darabanans, even a Safik Darabanan, you would make a bracha, he says. Rava holds. Even a Mitzvah Darabanan, that they were Mesakin, Machmas, Safik, really, you would make a bracha. But over here, by Meiser, the Safik is such a small possibility because we have a rule, Rov Ame Aretz Masrenheim. So you have a right to decide that no, 99% or 80% that all the Ame Aretz, they took Meiser on this stuff already. They took Meiser. Rov Ame Aretz Masrenheim. So since Rov Ame Aretz Masrenheim, so it's a very small possibility that really you're chayiv here. So that's why in this case, the rabbi said, don't make a bracha. I didn't make a bracha because the chances that you're really doing a mitzvah are so small because of Rov Ame Aretz Masrenheim. So here it's too small a possibility to be mechayev a bracha. Let's continue. Amar Rav Huna. So we said before that you're supposed to light Hanukkah candles by your front door, outside the door, in the Tefach HaSamach, a mezuzah on your right, menorah on the left, right next to your doorway. What if you have two doorways? Amar Rav Huna. Chatzah sheyesh l'shnei psachim, tzricha shtei neros. Got to light twice. Amar Rava, lo amaran ela mishtei ruchos. That's only if you have the two doors on two sides of the house, front door and back door. If it's two doors on the same side of the house, lo tzarich, you don't have to light. My timer. If you're worried that people are going to suspect that you didn't light, you see from this Gemara that you're not supposed to act in a way that people could think that you didn't do. You could say, what do I care what people think? I did the right thing. What do I care what people think about me? Why do I care? The Gemara says, no, you care. We don't want people, we realize that the people are that way. They're going to see you didn't light. They're going to go by your house. There's no candles lit. They're going to say you didn't light candles. That's the way people are. So you have to make sure they... So either Imam Shem Chshada, because if you're saying that you're afraid that people are going to be choshesh you didn't light, Chshada Deman. Who's going to be worried? Imam Chshada De Alma. If you're worried about people that don't live in your city, I feel Baruch HaChas Nami Libay. Then maybe they're going to not know that the two doors on the same side of your house are the same person. Maybe it's two different people. Maybe there's two people living in the house. Two different people have, it's a two family house and there's two doors. Then you should have to light on the same side as well. Because these people come from out of town. They have no idea who lives in your house. We're worried about the people of your city that are going to suspect. Then afilu mishnei ruchos, nami libay, nami lo libay. Then even on two sides of your house, they all know it's your house. So they're going to know. Then on the other side, maybe if it's your back door, they're going to think you did lit on your front door. And it's the Gemara, La'ola Misham Chshada Demnei Masa. It's the people of the city. But, V'zimna Demachavi B'hai V'lochavi B'hai. They're going to walk by one side of the house. They're not going to walk by the other side of the house. They're not going to know. V'amrei, of course, people are not going to give you the benefit of the doubt, because that's the way people are. V'amrei, they're going to say, ki heichi de'bahai pischa lo adlik, bahai pischa nami lo adlik. Instead of walking around the other side of the house to see, maybe he lit on the other side. So the Heilige Yidden, they're going to say, just like he didn't light on this side, he probably didn't light on the other side also. Says the Gemara. Who cares what people are going to say? Uminah tamer d'cheshin l'chshad. How do you know that we're worried about that? That I'm mamish, the Gemara says that I'm mamish, have to go light on both sides of my house to make sure that nobody thinks that I didn't light candles. Who says a word about this? The Sanya, I'm Rabbi Shimon. B'shvil ha'ba dvar amr tol anech peh b'sof sadeu. There are four reasons why the Torah says that you should make sure to wait to separate peah until the end of the harvest. Don't do it before you finished harvesting the whole field. You have to dafka, only designate the peah at the very end of your harvesting. Why? Four reasons. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Mipnei gezel aniyim, we're afraid you're going to steal from the aniyim. Mipnei bitel aniyim, because the time wasted of the aniyim. This is for all those people who, when a guy rings your front doorbell, you say you're going to take your time until you get to the front doorbell. You see over here, when the Gemara says bitel aniyim, there's an inyan of not wasting the time of the aniyim. And because people are going to suspect you of not giving peah, or because you're going to violate the isser of not leaving peah. Let's see what this means. I'm going to go through each one. We're afraid if a guy could do it at any point in time, he'll wait for a time there's no poor people in the field, and he'll quickly call one of his relatives over and say, okay, who's an ani? Here, why don't you go take before all the other aniim? And this is similar. This is kind of like a gezel, because the Torah says that you have to give every ani a fair, equal chance to get the peah of your field. You can't take your own private friend ani and say, "Yeah, you come over here." So that's why the Torah says we're going to make it. Everyone ani is going to know when you're giving out the peah. When is it? When you finish the harvest. So the guy doesn't have to sit there and wait the whole time and wonder, "Oh, there's going to be no anim." You'll be in the middle of the harvest. All it's fair game for everybody. Everybody knows exactly when it is. It's at the end of the completion, so the ani knows approximately how long it takes you to harvest your fields. He's going to show up at the end, and you're not going to be able to just sneak it to your friend, and it'll be look like you're being geizel the other aniim. What's umipnei bitel aniim? Shaloyu aniim yoshvin umishamrin achshav meniach baal bayis peah. Similar reason, right? Bitel aniim is because of the time wasting of the aniim. If you could do it any time, they're going to have to sit there the whole time while you're harvesting, because any moment you could decide you're going to give peah. Like this, they don't have to waste their time. They know the other guy, you know, the other shul is finishing davening at that time. So now we can come to that shul. Then they're going to go to your shul because you're finishing davening. They know when you finish giving up the peah, they don't have to waste their time. It's better for the aniim, right? So when the ani comes to your door, you got to jump up. You know, got to be worried about bitel aniim. Don't waste this time. I'm giving musa to myself. That's I'm giving musa to myself. Okay. Umipnei cheshad, what's the suspicion? Shelo you overim v'shavin, omrim, tava meir la dushlo nir peyav stosav. What's going to happen? Let's say in the beginning of the, you'll do it at the beginning, you're going to designate the peah at the beginning, the aniim are going to come, they're going to take the peah, and you're going to finish the field, and people are going to see you didn't leave peah. They're not going to know that you already gave it earlier. So people aren't going to know. Umishim baal techale, you're going to violate the isra of not leaving peah. Says the Gemara, isn't that all of them? Atu kul lamishim baal techale ninu amarava mipnei haramain. No, the fourth reason means that there are going to be some liars who are actually not going to leave peah, but they're going to say, "Oh, I gave it the office." You know, they're going to say, "Oh yeah, I was mafresh already at the beginning, and the aniim already came when they took it. I did it already. I did the peah already." So we don't want people to be able to do that. Oh, anyway, but from the third reason, you see that we are worried about chashad. We are worried. We're worried when Klal Yisrael says, when we're afraid. The pasuk is, V'yisem nikiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. Right? Not only do you have to worry what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks about you, we all know that. We're worried. But you also have to worry what people think about you. It's not right for a person to go through life and say, "Oh, I'm going to do something, and somebody else is going to think, oh, X, Y, and Z. So I don't have to worry about that." No, you do have to worry about that. You have to act in a way that Klal Yisrael is not going to think that you are doing things wrong also. Now, in the times of the Gemara, gentlemen, they used to light candles with an earthenware kli, which had two holes, which had a hole in the corner for the wick. So picture like a covered earthenware pot that has like a, that has, it's covered. And just that's what you put the oil in. You put the cover on, but the cover had a little hole in the corner that the wick would stick out of. So what about a candle that has two holes for the wicks on either side? Two completely holes on two either sides. So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Radif, I'm Rav Huna, Ner Sheish L'Shnei Pios, a candle that has two wick holes. Ola L'Shnei B'nei Adam. So two people could light out of the same candle. It's not two totally separate. It's to a picture like it's like 5 inches away from each other. So you have what? So two people could use the same candle. To be Yitzchak, Ner Es Chanukah, two people could use the same candle. Says the Gemara. Amarava. Mila Kara Shemen. So let's say you filled up a pot, a bowl with oil. V'kifur psilos. And you placed many wicks around it. Like you made like a circle filled with wicks. Kafa alea kli. If you divided them by placing a kli over them to separate the different wicks, five people could be yotze with five wicks. Like kafale kli, but if you didn't separate them with a kli, so you just have this bowl with five floating wicks in a circle, asa kamin midura. That's considered like a flame. V'afil la'echad nami in oila. Doesn't even work for one person because it's a midura. Midura doesn't work for Ner Chanukah. It's like a torch. It's a torch. So Sfasemis writes, the reason is because it's not, people, it's, there's no persuma nisa. People think it's just for light. Because a torch in the house, people do for light, not for lighting Chanukah candles. Amar Rava, Pshitali, Ner Beso, V'ner Chanukah. Oh, very important Gemara. Rava says, obvious to me, let's say you have a choice between, you only have very little money, and you have a choice to have lights for Shabbos in the house or Chanukah candle. Shabbos lamp or Chanukah candle. Amar Rava, pshitali, it's obvious to me. Ner beso, if you have the ner of Shabbos, v'ner Chanukah, you only have money for one. Ner beso adif, mishum shalom beso. So it's better to buy Shabbos candles than Chanukah candles because of shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is more important than the Persumei Nisa. Why don't you just use one candle for both? So we saw before, you're not allowed to do that. Right? Now, hold on. It's very important here that, because peace is the most important thing. But Pashtus, this Gemara implies, this is Dafka Erev Shabbos, that Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos is more important than Ner Chanukah. But on a weeknight, Ner Chanukah is more important than the light to light up your house during the week. However, it's not so pashut. What do you mean? Shalom Bayis applies during the week also, no? Shalom Bayis, people think Ner Chanukah is Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is, just means that you're not going to bump into the tables and chairs if there's no... That's Shalom Bayis. Not Friday night. However, others say no. First of all, some say it's taka true. Every night would be the same halacha. Ner Chanukah comes before regular lights in the house every night. I'm sorry, the regular lights, the Shalom Bayis is every night, not just Friday night. Some say that way. Others disagree.
Well, because the meal goes later Friday night.
Okay. Okay, good. Very good, Ellie. Very good. So the Rashba writes, Rava must hold that it's Aser L'shtamish L'ora, right? We learned earlier, you're not allowed, because why don't you have the Ner Chanukah do double duty? Let the Ner Chanukah serve as Ner Chanukah and also Shalom Bayis. No, so that's, obviously the Gemara here is holding Aser L'shtamish L'ora, right? You're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah. Because if it was Mutter, just buy one and be Yotze both. Okay, that's a discussion. Fine, let's continue a little bit. Here we go. So Amar Rava. Pshitali ner beso v'ner Chanukah ner beso atem mishum shalom beso. Ner beso v'kiddush hayom. Let's say you only have enough money for the light of your house and kiddush. Ner beso atem mishum shalom beso. Now again, this, even though Kiddush is a din d'oraisa, but you could do Kiddush midoraisa also on bread, right? You don't, it means that you don't have the money for the wine. That's what it means. So you want to be mekayim the din d'rabbanan of Kiddush al hayayin dafka. So ner beiso adam mishim shalom beiso. Shalom bayis is more important. That's the way the Rashba and the Ran understand the Gemara here. So in the Chanami, if you wouldn't have bread, if you have mamish, have nothing to make Kiddush on, then maybe it would be better to buy bread. That's what the Taz says. However, the Sfasema says, what do you mean? You could even be Mekadish just Bepeh. Not with any, even Kiddush Bepeh would work. So that's a major dispute here. Fine. Says the Gemara. Boy Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom. So what about if you have a choice between only buying money for Ner Chanukah versus wine for Kiddush? Mahu. Kiddush Hayom Adif, the Tadir. Interesting. Usually we think Tadir, Vishen Tadir only means what goes first in order. You see from this Gemara that Tadir even applies, well, we'll see. Kiddush Hayom Adif, the Tadir. Odilma, Ner Chanukah Adif Mishim Persume Nisa. Maybe Ner Chanukah is better because of Persume Nisa. Because of Persume Nisa. Says the Gemara. Basa Divaya the Pastor, Ner Chanukah Adif Mishim Persume Nisa. Ah. Persume Nisa. Now, so what happened to Tadav Shen Tadav Kodin? So that's the pshat. Maybe Tadav Shen Tadav is only a din when it comes to the Havamina was Tadav applies even when you have a choice to one versus the other. Tadav applies. The Maskana Sagamara is maybe, that's the way some Rishon learn, that Tadav Shen Tadav is only a din when you can do both, which comes first. But if there's only a choice to one without the other, you wouldn't apply the rule of Tadir Vishino Tadir. That's interesting. Would you apply Tadir in such a circumstance? Oh, let's continue. Unbelievable Gemara. Amar Avuna, Haragil Bener. Someone who's careful about lighting Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles. That's the way some learn this. Some say it's only Shabbos candles. Some say it's only Chanukah candles. Some say it's all candles. That's a question. What does it mean, a ragul mener? So, Rashi learns it means both Neros Chanukah and Shabbos candles. Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Bahag and the Rosh say it's only Ner Chanukah. Bahagos HaGra adds Shabbos. The Gra adds Shabbos. The Rav Yochasev Shakonel Chol Neros Shomitzah. The Rav Yochasev says any candles. Fine. Haragil bener Havin Lein Banan Tamidi Chachamim. Someone who is very careful about lighting Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles, he will merit having children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ner mitzvah v'torah or. So Ner leads to Torah. That's why the women, when they make a brach, when they say the tefillah by the Shabbos candles, they say, V'zakeni legadel chachamim unevonim u'meirim Es ha'olam, right? Batorah of Amasim Tovim. So that's why the women say it then. One of my kids' Rebbe's, two of my kids had the same Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, tell your wife, whatever she's doing by the Chanukah candle, she's doing a good job. That's what the Rebbe said. Okay. Chazidav Haragel Bishragi Tuva. So, Haragel Menei Havin Lo Banim Tamicham. Hazar ben mezuzah zochel ladira na. If you're careful about mezuzah, you'll have a beautiful house. Hazar betzitzah zochel latalos na. If you're careful about tzitzah, you'll have nice clothing. Hazar bekiddush hayom zochel umamale gar bayayin. You'll have a lot of wine. Rav Huna have a rugged have a chol v'tani apiskah de Rabbi Oven Nagra. Rav Huna used to pass by the opening of the house of Rabbi Oven, who was a carpenter. Chazed have a rugged b'shraga tuva. He saw that he had a lot of candles l'kavod Shabbos. Amar Shrei Gabi Rabbi Nafke Mehacha. He said there are going to be two great tzaddikim that are going to come out of this house. Nafke Meinayu, Rav Yidi Bar Oven, Rav Chia Bar Oven. Taka happened. Two big Tamil Chacham happened from that house because he was very mahader in Neros Shabbos. Rav Chista Avaraga L'Avichol of Tana Pesach de Beinasha. Rav Chista used to go passed by the house of the father, the Rav Shizvi, the Veinasha, the Rav Shizvi, Rav Shizvi's father. Chazdav Aragu B'Shragetuva. He saw that he was very careful about Neir Shabbos. Amar Gavar Rabbi Nafim Mehacha. He said a great man is going to come out of this house. Nafik minay Rav Shizbi. Taka, a big Talmid Chacham came out of that house. So when the wives light by the Shabbos candles, that whatever they're saying over there, they gotta be very careful. That way your kid's gonna have it be Talmid Chacham. The visit Rav Yosef have ma'achus madlaklo. Rav Yosef's wife used to dafka try to light a little bit later in the day, later, like mamish right before Shabbos. Amla Rav Yosef, Tanya. Lo yomish amadanon yomav amadanesh loyla. The pillar of fire during the night and the pillar of cloud during the day led Klal Yisrael malamid she'amadon mashin lamana esh va'amana esh mashin lamana anon. That they wouldn't wait for the other one. They would come a little early. So therefore, you should do it a little earlier. Savar l'akduma, so she thought she's going to do it very early. Can't do it too early, can't do it too late. Big discussion here. Tosefes Shabbos, when should you light? Big discussion. You're not supposed to light before plug. You got to light after plug. Otherwise, it's too early. Amar Rava, Derochim Rabbanon, Havalei Banim Rabbanon. Someone who respects, who loves Talmidei Chachamim, his kids are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. Demokir Rabbanon, someone who respects Talmidei Chachamim, Havalei Chas Venasa Rabbanon, his son-in-laws are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. The Dachim Rabbanon, if you're scared of rabbis, who gufa have it, so you yourself will be a rabbi. The Lav Bar Hochiyu, if you're not shaykh to that, Mishtam and Mile, Kitzurbam Rabbanon. People will listen to you like they listen to rabbis. Okay, I think we're going to go weiter, no? Maybe a little weiter? Okay. You know what? We'll stop here. We'll stop here, Bez Hashem. And we will, Bez Hashem, continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. A safe, healthy day.
Have a great day, Rabbi. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a great day. Thank you.